Welcome to The Restored Path, a podcast dedicated to sharing stories of hope, inspiration, and recovery from addiction. Our mission is to bring you closer to a world where anyone can overcome their struggles and find a restored path towards a better life. Each week, we'll be bringing you in-depth conversations with individuals who overcome the challenges of addiction and are now living a life of purpose and fulfillment. We'll hear about their struggles, their triumphs, and the lessons they've learned along the way. So if you're looking for inspiration and guidance on your own journey to recovery, then this is the podcast for you. Join us on the Restored Path, where hope and healing meet. Welcome to another episode of the Restored Path podcast. I'm your host, Dan Piles, and I want to take just a few moments today, and I want to get on here and I want to talk about something that in one point of our recovery, or even years after recovery, something that we have faced at one point or another, and that's embracing our brokenness. You know, I want to dive into something again, that if we're truthful with ourselves, at some point or another, you and I have faced brokenness. And when I'm talking about brokenness, it's that nagging feeling that we're not good enough, that my struggles, my past is what's defined me, that I'm somehow less than whole, and I'm never going to be any better than what I am now. But I want to challenge that thought. And I want to come against that thought today. And I want to let you know that that couldn't be any further from the truth. You know, when we're talking about feeling broken, what do I really mean? It's that sense of inadequacy, that we're flawed, that we're damaged in some way. And it could be from anything. It could be from our past mistakes. Maybe it's the burden of addiction. Maybe it's what you did in addiction. Maybe you were a really crappy person in addiction. You did a lot of bad things. You did a lot of bad stuff to people. And now in your recovery, and you're feeling that you're never going to be able to overcome that, that you're always going to be that. And whatever that is, you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this podcast today, maybe you struggle with a lot of mental health challenges, and those challenges are continuing to loom over your life. Whatever form it is, it's all too easy, if we're not careful, to let it define us and to honestly believe that we are damaged goods. I felt that way for many years. Even after a couple of years into my recovery, I still felt like I was always going to be an addict, that I was always going to be that guy, that I was always going to be that. It was just as good as it was going to get from me. And thankfully, me going to school and starting to learn about challenging those thoughts and challenging that thought process head on, that I was able to acknowledge those triggers, that I was able to acknowledge those thoughts that were coming in my head, and I was able to challenge them head on. And slowly but surely, I was able to start making progress. I'm still a work in progress. I still don't have everything figured out. I'm still having to wake up every day and look at myself in the mirror and make a declaration that my past doesn't define me, that my past mistakes is not what I am, that I am a different person, that I have moved on, that I am better for it. And it's something that you are going to have to do every single day. Because the truth is, and it's a beautiful truth, our brokenness doesn't diminish our worth. In fact, it's often in our moments of our deepest struggle that we discover our greatest strengths. You know, I was told a long time ago that my rock bottom was the foundation that I was going to be able to build my ministry on. And I want to encourage you with that today. Your rock bottom in life is the foundation that you are going to be able to build your ministry on. And when I'm speaking of ministry, I'm speaking of recovery. I'm speaking of helping. I'm speaking of being that voice for somebody that not too long ago, you were struggling with the same things they're struggling with now. Your brokenness is your foundation for your ministry. It doesn't diminish our worth. It helps us discover our greatest strength. So I want to challenge the notion that brokenness is something to be ashamed of. And instead, I want to challenge us with embrace it. Embrace our brokenness as part of our journey, part of what makes us human, because it's in our brokenness that we find our resilience, we find our empathy, and more importantly, we find our capacity for growth. But I wanted you to remember this. If you don't remember anything else I say in this podcast, remember this. You are not defined by your struggles. You are defined by how you rise above them. So I want to take a closer look at the journey of brokenness, the twists, the turns, the highs, the lows, everything in between. And I want you to imagine for a moment that you're traveling down a winding path and it's just full of thick, dense forest. And these trees, they're overcasting these shadows and the path is dark. You can't hardly see your foot in front of the other. You can't hardly make sense of your surrounding. And as you're looking, it seems like this is just stretching on forever. And every step, it feels heavy. It feels weighted down by these burdens of life that you've been carrying. Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's anxiety. Whatever that weight is, it's weighing on your shoulders. It's dark. You can't see. You can't hardly put one foot in front of the other. You're stumbling, you're falling, and it feels like that you're never going to find a way out of this darkness. But then something changes. All of a sudden, as you look ahead, you see a glimmer of light that's breaking through that canopy. And all of a sudden, that path that was dark, all of a sudden, you couldn't see in front of your face. You couldn't see yourself walking. All of a sudden, this glimmer of light begins illuminating the path ahead. And you start to see that maybe, just maybe, that there's a way forward. It's not easy and it's far from it, but you hold on, you press on, and you continue to take one step at a time. Guys, that's the journey of brokenness in a nutshell. It's messy, it's ugly, it's complicated. And to be honest with you, sometimes it's downright painful. But guys, it's also a journey of hope. Why? Because it's realizing that even in that darkest moment, even in our darkest of moments, there's still a flicker of light within us waiting to be reignited. And then along the way, we're going to encounter moments of clarity. We're going to encounter moments of insight. We're going to encounter moments of connection with ourselves, but more importantly, with others. And we're going to learn to face those head on. And we're going to learn to lean on those around us for support, to be vulnerable and to be open about our struggles. And we recognize when we do this, we begin talking, when we begin sharing, when we begin opening up, we soon realize that we are not alone in this journey. But perhaps mostly, the most important thing, we learn to embrace our brokenness as part of who we are. Not something to be ashamed of, but something to be celebrated, because it's in our brokenness that we find humanity, we find compassion, and we find our capacity for growth. When we talk about compassion, nobody understands struggles like a person that has struggled. That's where compassion comes from. I can go and talk to somebody who has never battled with, who has never struggled with the things that I've struggled with, and they'll encourage me. They'll offer me hope. They'll share things with me, but it's when you encounter somebody that has battled the same things you battled with, that have struggled with the same things you struggle with. When the old saying, real, recognize real, that's where compassion comes from. And that's what's so awesome about being open and honest and sharing our brokenness, embracing our brokenness, and beginning to talk about our brokenness, is we learn that there's so many others in this journey we call recovery that have been through and done and gone through the same thing we've gone through. And there's strength in numbers. There's support in numbers. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling overwhelmed on your journey of brokenness, know you're not alone. There are millions of people out there that are struggling with the same things that you and I are struggling. I encourage you, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep seeking out that light in the darkness, and know that there's always hope just around the corner, that you are one step closer than you was the day before. And guess what? You are one step closer than you was 2 days before. Keep walking. Keep pushing forward. If you fall, pick yourself back up and keep going. That's what's so beautiful about this journey we call recovery, is it's not, well, I fall, I have to go all the way and start back over from the beginning. That's a lie. That's not true. You pick yourself back up and you keep going, you keep walking, and you keep pushing towards that light, because this, I can promise you, you will get to the other side if you keep pushing forward. So I want to take just a few moments, and I want to explore a fundamental truth, that strength can be found in our imperfections. And it's a concept that might seem counterintuitive at first, because even taught in school, taught in our homes, taught in everyday life, even into our adulthood, we've always been taught to strive for perfection, to hide our flaws, to hide our shortcomings at all costs. Because when we expose that, it shows weakness. It shows we're flawed. It shows that I'm not who I'm supposed to be. But what if I told you it's in our imperfections? That's what makes us truly resilient, makes us truly human. I want you to think about this for a moment. Picture a mosaic, a beautiful work of art that's made up of countless tiny pieces. And each one of those pieces, they're unique in shape. They're different in color. They're different in texture. And individually, these pieces might seem insignificant. They might seem flawed, but when you put them together, they form something breathtaking. They create something greater than the sum of its parts. Our life is in the same way. Our lives are like mosaics. We're made up of countless experiences, some good, some bad, some painful, but they're all uniquely our own. And just like those pieces of a mosaic, each of those experiences contribute to that beautiful tapestry of who we are. But here's the thing about mosaics. They're not meant to be perfect. And in fact, the imperfections, the cracks, the chips, the imperfections of them, that's what give them their character, their depth, their beauty. And the same is true for us. It's in our struggles. It's in our failures. It's in our moments of vulnerability that we find our greatest strength. It's in facing our imperfections head on, embracing them as part of who we are, that we discover our true power. So if you're feeling weighted down by the pressure to be perfect, if you're struggling to accept your flaws, if you're struggling to accept your shortcomings, know you're not alone. Embrace your imperfections as part of what makes you uniquely you. And remember, it's often in our brokenness that we find our greatest strength. So I want to take just a few moments and I want to equip ourselves with some practical tools and strategies for embracing healing and growth, even in the midst of our brokenness. First and foremost, it's essential that you and I have to acknowledge that healing is not a linear process. Healing, it's messy, it's non-linear, and it's often taking two steps forward and one step back. So realizing this, we got to be gentle with ourselves and remember that it's a process. No matter how small, you're still making progress. And this is what's so important about brokenness is we are going to fail. Why? Because we're human beings. We're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to feel like we've taken 10 steps forward and maybe taken 9 steps backwards. And it's oftentimes it's in the steps backwards that we become discouraged with ourselves and we end up quitting. We end up giving up. But I want to challenge that thought process. And I want you to realize that it's still progress. Even if it's slow progress, some progress is better than no progress. I want to encourage us, be gentle with yourself. I got to be gentle with myself. Realize that I'm human, that I'm going to make mistakes, that I am flawed, that I'm not perfect. But at the end of the day, remember that it's progress. No matter how small it is, it's still progress. One of the most powerful tools that you and I have at our disposal is the power of self-compassion. And it's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a friend in need. We are harder on ourselves than anybody ever will be. A quote that I heard so many times, and it's so true. My worst enemy is my inner me. My worst enemy is my inner me. We are so hard on ourselves, guys. We make our journey a lot more difficult than it needs to be because we keep getting in our own way. We are our own worst enemy when it comes to recovery, when it comes to healing from brokenness, when it comes to embracing healing and growth. We are our own worst enemies. We got to start practicing self-compassion. So the next time you find yourself struggling, take a moment. I want you to pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself you're doing the best you can. And another important tool in our toolkit is to practice mindfulness. And when I speak about mindfulness, it's just about being present in that moment. No judgment, no attachment to our past or future, but it's just about being in that moment, right then and there. And whether it's through meditation, or whether it's through deep breathing exercises, or man, just going out and taking a walk in nature, finding moments of stillness and peace can be so incredibly grounding and healing. In fact, last Sunday, I went for a walk. My kids had something that they had to do. And so I had a couple hours to spare. And I found this really beautiful trail and I went walking on it. And it was so grounding at that very moment for me because I began to listen to the birds chirp and I was watching as the forest was just alive with just different animals and birds and insects and butterflies and all this. And it reminded myself, man, when was the last time I actually stopped and allowed nature to do what it does and be such a healing medicine for me? that I got lost in that moment right then and there. I didn't care about what I had to do Monday. I didn't care about bills. I didn't care about, you know, what was coming up for the upcoming week. All I cared about what was going on right then and there. And guess what, guys? It didn't cost me a dime. All it cost me was about 45 minutes of my time just getting lost in that moment. That's mindfulness right there. You don't got to go out and spend a bunch of money on mindfulness apps and tools. There's a lot of free resources right in your backyard, right up the street, at your park, anywhere that you can find that you just connect with yourself right then and there, guys. I'm telling you, it could be so incredibly rewarding. And of course, sometimes it takes a little more than that. And that's where seeking professional help comes in. And it's critical and it's crucial in our journey towards healing and growth. And there's so many types of professional help, whether that's seeking therapy, support groups, medication. There's no shame in reaching out for help when we need it. In fact, it takes courage. It takes strength to ask for support. And it's often, guys, the first step that you and I have to take towards true healing. We've been taught in life, especially for men, that when men ask for help, we're weak, we're failures. That's a lie. And I want to challenge that thought. Asking for help, showing your vulnerability, is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And again, as I said just a few moments ago, it's the first step that you and I are going to have to take if we are going to embrace healing, if we're going to embrace growth, is we've got to admit that I'm helpless, that I'm in need of help, and we've got to embrace that. It's not weakness, it's strength. Building a strong support network, guys, is crucial for our journey towards restoration. We've got to surround ourselves with people who lift us up, who believe in us, who remind us of our worth, even when you can't see it yourself. That's what's so great about support groups, about surrounding yourself with peer support. It's even in those days where you feel like you're a failure, where you feel like you can't do anything right, where you feel like, man, I'd just rather just go back to bed because all I've done is strike out. It's having that person in your life that can remind you that you're worth it, even when you can't see it yourself. Don't be afraid to lean on them when you need support. That's what they're there for. Please, above all else, arm yourself with these powerful tools that we've talked about in this podcast. And no matter what, and no matter how dark that road may seem, I promise you guys this, there's always hope waiting for you just around the corner. So as we wrap up our journey today, as we've spent talking about embracing hope, I want us to reflect on how we can move forward with this newfound strength. Throughout this episode, we've explored the truth that brokenness does not define our worth. But perhaps the most important takeaway from our conversation today is this: no matter how broken we may feel, there's always hope. There's hope for healing. There's hope for growth. There's hope for a brighter tomorrow. And it's what sustains us in our darkest moments. It's what keeps us going when the road ahead seems impossibly dark. So as we come to the end of our journey, guys, let's take a moment to reflect on where we've been and where we're going. Let's celebrate today how far we've come, the obstacles we've overcome, and the strength that we've discovered in ourselves. And let's make a commitment today. Let's commit to moving forward with courage and determination, knowing that we are capable of coloring our world with hope and resilience. Let's embrace our brokenness as part of who we are, knowing that it's not something to be ashamed of, but something to be celebrated. So to all my followers on the restored path, I leave you with this. No matter how dark the night may seem, remember that dawn is just beyond the horizon. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep seeking out the light in the darkness, and never lose sight of hope that lies within you. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. And until next time, may you walk your path with courage, with strength, and with hope.
Thank you for listening to The Restored Path. We hope you have found the stories and insights shared on the show today helpful on your own journey to recovery. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please consider liking and subscribing to stay up to date on future episodes. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook at The Restored Path for additional resources and updates related to addiction and recovery. Finally, if you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, there is help available. We encourage you to reach out and seek support, whether it be from a support group, a therapist, or a treatment center. Remember, recovery is possible, and you are not alone in this journey. We hope to see you again on the restored path where hope and healing meet.